Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
And thanks for joining us for another Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. My next guests represent a cannabis genetics company empowering growers of all sizes to produce the highest quality cannabis in the most cost-effective way. They support commercial-scale cultivation with the industry's first production-ready seed, premium, phenotypically stable, fully feminized F1 hybrid seed lines that deliver exceptional flower quality, potency, vigor, and yield, and also do a lot more in terms of, working on decentralized clinical trials, and what they do in terms of what they've worked together on with the groups at People's Science. Most recently, a story about a new ingredient brand called Natural Natural to raise consumer awareness of naturally derived rare cannabinoids. And it's an IRB-backed controlled research study on the energizing effects of THCV. So I'm joined by the newly appointed Chief Commercial Officer at Phylos, Whitney Conroy, and the Chief Scientific Officer at Phylos, Alicia Holloway. Thank you both for being on with us.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure.
We're excited to be here.
Absolutely. Let's go and get into the delve into what was going on that Phylos went ahead and conducted an IRB-approved double-blind clinical research study on the effects of rare cannabinoid THCV, and the results and the findings showed that THCV that produced by Phylos, produced this natural, natural brand, significantly increased energy, activity, motivation, and well-being compared to placebo without the fatigue and munchies associated with THC consumption. And more into this, Alicia, you actually said that this is a pivotal moment for the cannabis industry in understanding the effect of THCV in combination with THC. The natural, natural THCV study allows us to leverage our exceptional plants and the advancement of targeted cannabis products and to chart new territories in understanding the efficacy of natural cannabinoids. So initially you were using, participants were ingesting unmedicated placebo gummies versus THC-only gummies infused with extracts from GSD, a THC, or what's called Get Shit Done, a THC-dominant plant bred by Phylos. And you were able to find out in the study results. If you want to just go ahead and summarize real quickly how you came across these findings and, what it really does make the change in terms of, awareness, vibrancy of those that were able to go and take the gummies and how much more benefit they got from ingesting them.
Yeah, happy to do that. So you laid out the study design really well. We had the three different kinds of gummies. The GSD gummy was about a 2-to-1 ratio of THCV to THC, and those are plants that we've bred in the Phylos breeding program. And what we found, as you mentioned, is that the GSD gummy increased energy, activity, motivation, and well-being compared to placebo. And then that is without the fatigue and the munchies that we saw was associated with THC consumption. So we saw that GSD gummy resulted in a meaningful increase in participants' energy. And then on the fatigue side, the THC-only gummy reported feeling fatigue. The participants reported feeling fatigue 3 times more than the GSD group, the Get Shit Done group. Right. And then when we compared the THC-only gummy to the placebo, they had increased hunger So that appetite increase for the munchies that you see with THC, but the GSD gummy did not have that impact of having the munchies that's associated with THC consumption.
And two of the areas you make pointed in the core findings about the fact that while the THC gummy might have given more increase of hunger, the GSD gummy did not. And then when it comes to fatigue, the THC gummy, people that ingested a THC-only gummy felt more fatigue. The GSD group felt no change. Very significant with that. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry to break in, but actually for fatigue, the GSD group, so the GSD gummy with THCV, had significantly less fatigue even than the placebo gummy.
Wow.
So it's pretty incredible.
Which, you know, of course, to all the narratives that would say that anything that is with either THC-based would create more hunger and even more fatigue, you know, the thought process of that. Now, Whitney, I want to go ahead and pivot over to you, the Natural product, which is a consumer-facing ingredient brand. You make mention of that the consumers are seeking and deserve access to natural plant-based wellness products backed by science. Natural is partnering with the industry's top growers, extractors, and brands to ensure customers know the products they purchase are made with the highest quality ingredients with proven effects. Because of the fact it's organic, because of the fact of what you're trying to get in terms of the best possible, even down, I mean, how molecular or how granular you might get into the detail of what products you are, but these genetics, you know, changing the course of what most people might feel they might get when they're taking cannabis products of increased fatigue, increased hunger. You know, talk to me about the fact of that this study helps support where Natural by going with this product and looking for patented, naturally derived, rare cannabinoid genetics, that is a game changer in terms of it's more of an enhancement more than it is a detriment.
Exactly. So it's twofold, I would say, when it comes to natural THCV. On the first aspect, it's that these are rare cannabinoids that do function differently. They react with your body differently. And so you have a completely different experience from THC. And we have the medical research now to back it and to be able to go to consumers and say, listen, if you try a product with a 2-to-1 THCV to THC ratio, you are going to feel more energized. That's why we call the strain get shit done, is because the number of people that have tried this product and then called us and said, wow, I got so much stuff done today. Or like, wow, it's kind of funny because I get texts all the time from people and they're like, you know, I was so energized today and I didn't eat my fridge. It's like, that's so cool to hear anecdotally from someone. And now we actually have the data to back that up. And then on the other piece that you were mentioning is the reason why we have Natural as an ingredient brand is to inform consumers that this is plant derived. A lot of what people are hearing now is, you know, there are synthetic cannabinoids coming to market. Phylos, what we're really trying to do is we're trying to bring forth the power of the plant. And a lot of people want to consume products that are natural and you know, and they don't realize that what they're getting a lot of times right now is chemically created in a lab. It's synthetic. Sometimes it's not tested. Or, you know, Alicia can speak a lot more to this, but it actually could be a different chemical structure that reacts differently either every single time or for you personally. So these claims from our study, they can actually be applied to synthetically derived cannabinoids, THCV specifically, because we don't know that it's going to be the same chemical structure. So it really is the findings here are if you consume this natural get shit done strain, these will be the effects. But we can't, other people can't make those claims on THCV because we studied the specific strain. And so it's really what it does is it should give consumers confidence. And it, once again, it brings the science forward on the plant because we unfortunately as an industry have been overregulated and we haven't been allowed to study the plant. And so we took it upon ourselves at Phylos to actually engage with people science and try to bring the science to the people.
So I want to go and pivot back to Alicia. When we're looking at what the findings were, those core findings of, again, no change to hunger and no fatigue. Is there anything in the studies that people could kind of decipher that maybe that natural component could be an appetite suppressant, where it's not just, you know, there's no change to the hunger, but also that you're not feeling hungry at all? So in a way, it could be a suppressing factor of hunger.
I think we need to do a little bit different study to really understand appetite suppression. So, you know, as Whitney said, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence out in the wild. And we undertook this study because it was controlled. We can say with confidence what our results are showing. And that's what we need to do to study appetite suppression. And it may be that we would need to study THCV along a little bit longer timeline. So taking GSD or another THCV product for multiple days and tracking individuals over that time. But right now, what we can say is that the GSD THCV does not increase hunger and does not induce those munchies.
I want to get back to you, Whitney. You were talking about the fact of how there are hurdles in terms of being able to go ahead and do this kind of research. So knowing that there's a lot of partners you're working with on this project in order to find cannabis being harvested to go ahead and take to put towards this natural THCV component, what I wanted to know was, were there any obstacles in finding the cannabis to use towards the research? What you could harvest and what you could use in the research?
Absolutely. So we are fortunate in that we have been working with a number of partners, unfortunately, you know, in separate states. That being said, we have been providing them with the same genetics. So once again, it's this GSD strain, get shit done. And what that allows us to do is standardize the product across state lines, because we are not allowed to cross state lines with these products. For the study itself, we worked with our partner in California, who is already growing within the regulated cannabis program in California. And they helped us grow and then extract the GSD distillate. And then we produced the gummies from there. But you're right, it's not that easy to create research, really, especially on a national footprint. So we had to do our research within the state of California. Obviously, it would be great if we could reach out to, you know, a more, you know, geographically diverse group. Unfortunately, the regulations prevent us from doing that. But we are fortunate being in California. We're the biggest cannabis market, arguably, in the world.
Right.
And so, you know, we were fortunate in that we had the infrastructure in place that enabled us to do that.
Now, one of the things that the company is planning to do, Phylos, is to go ahead and do further expansion. The plans are indicative of the growing interest and demand for THCV and other rare cannabinoids. So, at least you mentioned the fact that it would be great to go ahead and do another study. It could look more closely into seeing if natural might be even more of a benefit for an appetite suppressant. Is there anything else you're looking at that the research told that would warrant new research, and what kind of research, clinically backed trials, could come in the future with natural?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we talked a little bit about a longer time frame study to look specifically at appetite suppression. And then there are also studies looking at higher ratios of THCV to THC for, you know, a more energizing effect. And then we have a pipeline in our breeding program to develop plants with other rare cannabinoids. And there's not a lot of effect data out there, not a lot of trials or effect data on rare cannabinoids like CBC and CBDV and, you know, name your rare cannabinoid.
Right.
So I think that once we identify the plants and the effects that are anecdotally even supported, then we'll be designing other trials to look at those effects and mood states.
Now, one of the areas we're going to be looking at right now is that the Emerald Conference is going to be coming up soon once again for 2024. Focus areas in their 9th annual event coming up April 1st to the 3rd. And regularly, Philos, and I know, Alicia, you've gone and spoken at that event, and particularly you're going to be back there to go and speak again on the impacts of genetic engineering and other technology on manufacturing and consumption of medicinal products. Be part of a panel on that. And the idea is to look at the technological advancements in cannabis, providing tools to better understand the plant and the implications of those advancements related to manufacturing and consumption of medicinal products. So from year to year, anything that you see that's changing right now, what would be coming up that you could tell us more about? Any preview of what you have planned?
Right. I think that one thing that has become apparent is that growing cannabis from seed is the way of the future. And so just like in other crops, tomatoes, watermelons, you know, think about any other crop, especially food crops that we're eating, they are grown from F1 hybrid seeds. And those seeds are different from the cannabis seeds that we've had in the past, in that if you grow an F1, a crop of F1 hybrid plants, so 1,000 plants, they all look the same, they have the same potency, they have the same flower quality, and that's contrasted with the seed that we've had in cannabis, which has been more termed pheno-hunt seed. So they're really variable, they have exciting new characteristics, but you couldn't grow 1,000 plants and expect them to be uniform. And so what that growing from F1 hybrid seed allows us to do is to remove the issues with having mother rooms and cloning out plants and the pests and pathogens associated with that. So the economics of growing from seed are much improved over clonal production. So we're rolling out a line of what we term elite F1 hybrid seeds this season, and they have great flower quality, and each seed line has a different aroma profile. And so I really think that applying modern breeding techniques, you know, selecting for plants that have the traits that you want, and then making F1 hybrid seeds is really the way of the future for cannabis.
Whitney, I also want to go ahead and come back to you about the fact that you most recently just were appointed as Chief Commercial Officer at Philos, and with an extensive background because you had worked with a large MSO, very notable. You created business plans for operations in 21 states, corporate social equity partnerships, new market expansion, and I'm sure that really helps out in terms of being able to go ahead and work with such a large group of partners to collaborate on these clinically backed research trials. Talking about, you know, coming into the space, obviously you make mention of how, you know, being able to go and join the organization, developing the highest quality genetics that are power science driven and innovative. Talking about the, you know, coming into the space now and, you know, taking that same strategy that you might've had and working with so many different states, so many different companies to work together on what Philos is wanting to be doing.
Yes. So it's really exciting because, as you mentioned before, previously I was at a large MSO, and one of, you know, essentially my role was look to the future and plan for the future. So what should we be doing today to make sure that we are in the pole position 2-3 years down the road from now? And so a lot of that was innovation. What is coming down our innovation pipeline, both from a product standpoint, a science standpoint, and then, you know, just any other growth avenues, whether it's new markets, et cetera. So on the innovation front, you know, I started working with Philos over a year ago on THCV go-to-market strategy. So we're bringing this novel compound to market. How do we explain it to consumers, especially in such a fragmented environment to where, you know, you have to go from Philos as the genetics company to our partner who's growing and producing it. And then they could potentially be selling it directly to consumers or wholesaling it. So then it goes through another touch point before another brand brings it to consumers. So how do we make sure that that messaging is consistent to where the consumer understands THCV is a joyful energy without the munchies? That's the tagline. So, you know, GSD, you know, they know that every time they're going to get GSD, it's going to be that joyful energy without the munchies. So it's, you know, making sure that we have a cohesive marketing package that's empowering our brands to educate consumers, bud tenders, everyone along the food chain, we'll call it. So that was really fun and really challenging. It kind of allowed me to use my previous experience. And then on the seed front, it's kind of funny because I joke like 3 months ago, I was like, seeds, who cares about seeds? And then the more I've learned about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, this is the coolest thing. You know, why isn't everybody obsessed with seeds? And it felt like a weird thing to say, but a guy on our team, he actually wrote a blog about it. His name's Ben. And he explained that seeds were actually what, you know, powered the agricultural revolution in the 1970s that helps like solve world hunger, which is like insane. And like, you know, I'm getting like goosebumps talking about it because I'm a nerd at the end of the day. And, you know, and the fact that cannabis, the reason why we haven't gotten there already is once again, because haven't been allowed to study the plant the way that any other agricultural company has. And what Phylos has really been doing has been, you know, has been studying this plant, and they really have these F1 hybrids. I call them elites because that's a more consumer friendly way of saying it. But what elites allow you to do is from a consumer standpoint, you're going to have, once again, your consumer is going to have that same experience over and over again. So you can send your seeds to every state operation and you can plant them and you will have similar genetics in every single state. So if a consumer right now goes to a dispensary in New Jersey and buys Blue Dream, quote unquote, and then they go to a dispensary in Arizona and they buy Blue Dream, if you sent it to a lab and they analyzed it, you would have a completely different plant. And that's what these F1 hybrid elite seeds allow, you know, either MSOs or just anyone, you know, if a consumer is looking for medicine or an experience, you don't want to go to get Tylenol and then, oh, just kidding, this is NyQuil this time. This is, you know. So, and so what these seeds allow you to do is have that replicable, reliable experience over and over again. So you're going to get a similar terpene profile. You're going to get a similar THC content. And so it's just really consumer friendly, and it's how people, you know, start to feel safer with cannabis, because it is, you know, people often talk about how they had a really bad experience with cannabis the first time or something like that. It's the same with alcohol, right? Like you talk to people, right. You know, you grab a liquor bottle when you're, I don't know, in high school and everybody drinks gin and you're like, oh God, why did it was my first alcohol? Exactly. Gin.
But there's a lot to be said in terms of what you're doing over there and really, and yeah, as you just kind of explained it right there, just a good layman understanding. And you know what? For everybody to go ahead and just realize the research is always going to give it's in the details of the research, what we're going to find out from it and how, you know, how much work goes into the research itself to get the findings that you're going to get, which, you know, it's random, it's clinically backed. It's those trials, you know, will tell a lot, and just more people need to go ahead and get to see what those results are. So if we're going to wrap things up, Alicia made mention of it. I want to clarify one thing before we were going to move along. That last year you spoke on the impact of genetic engineering. This year you'll be at the Emerald Commons talking about the next evolution of cannabis genetics. And you'll do a solo presentation at that event April the 2nd for those that are going to be at that show, the Emerald Conference 2024. Finally, I just want to go ahead and make sure to ask, the website is phylos.bio, phylos.bio, phylos.bio. You can go to the newsroom. You can go and see that press release of what we've been talking about today about this research trial. Is there anything you could tell us in terms of if there will be any more of a more detailed report that people will begin to be able to go and look at the website? Anything else you could tell us more about what people should be doing going to the website to follow along with what Phylos is doing going forward?
We are going to write that study up as a paper and submit it for publication. So more details will be available for everyone. And then maybe I'll turn it over to Whitney to talk about how to dive in and get more information from our site.
Yes. So we've been, you know, trying to keep up to date with all of our innovations on our website. So we do have some really great some really great blogs, like I mentioned, that explain, you know, why seeds versus clone. We do have some information on the THCV study that we did also on our website. You can also visit naturalnatural.com. That's our ingredients, you know, the rare cannabinoid ingredients brand. And so we also talk about the study there. And that's also where you can learn a lot more about our THCV strains, the different varieties that we have. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you both for being on with us and really appreciate you taking time out. Again, I've been joined with the Chief Commercial Officer at Phylos, Whitney Conroy, Chief Scientific Officer at Phylos, Alicia Holloway. Thank you both for being on with us, and thank you for going and telling us some of all this amazing research.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, it was fun. Thank you.